You're listening to GeekWire from Seattle, Washington on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and GeekWire.com.
All right, it's time to get geared up from GeekWire.com in Seattle. I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards, and I don't know what is going on here.
So
I'm a little frightened.
Andrew, what do you think of my outfit? I'm wearing a bike helmet and a neon orange safety vest. This is kind of how I roll.
I'm at a loss for words, which is rare. I walked in. I thought you had just biked here to work, but apparently you just walk around like this all day.
Yeah.
Black and orange hat. I mean, I like the orange. That's my color. This vest, though,
yes,
very, very becoming.
This is just an accessory. So the helmet is actually
an accessory.
Going to be, yes.
Accessories are like a positive thing usually.
So the helmet is a Koros smart helmet. I'm going to tell you all about it coming up in the second segment
Everything
of the show.
Everything's smart.
But first, we've got some great news coming up on the show this week.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about Beats X.
Finally.
We're talking about a new offer from Spotify and the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And Snap Spectacles.
Snap Spectacles.
They finally arrived in Seattle.
Here in Seattle today.
And as
today.
Luck would have it, we have
Look
a correspondent
here.
Just coming in.
Look at this guy. Out of the rain, out of the cold. It's snowing today in the Pacific Northwest, or at least here in our area.
So Kurt Schlosser, come on in.
Kurt, come on in here. Let's make sure Kurt's on. Is Kurt on camera?
Kurt's on
there
camera.
There he is.
Hey, okay, so Kurt, tell us the story. Scoot into the mic here.
This.
Scoot into the mic.
Now, we've talked about these before on the show.
Yes.
I've brought in my pink ones.
Yes.
My pink spectacles.
I believe they're actually coral.
Coral.
Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Fashion Plate.
But what are you wearing?
Right. So these are the blue ones. They also come in black. I have never seen the blue ones in person. And so you got these from let's bring it up here.
Yes.
Bring it up. Look at that. So Dick's Burgers, a staple of the Seattle burger culture, if you will. It's kind of like our In-N-Out.
Not just the burger culture, but the culture itself.
The culture of Seattle. So here, right outside of Dick's Burgers, is the Snapchat vending machine. Kurt, how was it out there? Was it pandemonium?
It was a spectacle. As you...
okay.
Sorry.
All right. I'm between two corny guys today.
There are newer photos that show the line that wraps around that restaurant. It's on Lower Queen Anne in Seattle, the Lower Queen Anne neighborhood. It was a very interesting scene.
When did you get there?
I got there, what was it, about 10:30,
Okay,
say.
So right now it's almost 1 o'clock, so you got there a couple hours ago. And when you arrived on the scene, because I assume what happened was you guys got word that it happened, and
we
you just said, we're getting over there immediately.
Yes, in fact, it was one person posted, and the other person went to the actual machine.
Okay, so you went there, and how was the scene when you got there?
I pulled up. I parked right in front of the restaurant. I got out. There were about a dozen people there in the rain. It was raining pretty hard at that hour. There were a couple rent-a-cops on site, and the balloons were gone because I asked when the machine arrived.
Someone stole the balloons?
Yeah, a woman who wouldn't say whether she was with Snap or what told me that the machine magically floated down during the night and appeared this morning.
Oh, she was there to witness this.
Yeah.
So it floated down and went underneath this overhang.
That's correct.
So
okay.
For people who are totally unfamiliar with what we're talking about, let's just level set here.
Let's dive back.
So these are smart glasses, but sort of partially
everything
smart glasses.
Smart.
Everything's smart. So they've been rolling these out. Snap, the parent company of Snapchat, has been rolling these out through a vending machine. Is there only one vending machine?
So usually, I don't know if there's only one, because New York City almost has like an installation that's been there for a while. So it seems like New York just has one. And then there's a traveling vending machine.
So this must
that goes
be
from
it.
City to city. And I thought they were only there for one day. So maybe they've changed that. I mean, we don't know because a lady wouldn't tell us.
Yeah, I couldn't get any information out of the person on site, but I spoke to plenty of people there who have alerts set up on their phones, and they were tracking this thing, and this was the closest it had come to any of them, and these are people who had considered driving to California to purchase spectacles.
Okay, whoa. My question is, so you've talked to some of these people.
Yeah.
What was the furthest traveler?
Anybody
from out of state or anything far away? Olympia?
Well, I mean, it just...
It did just happen.
They couldn't have made it in time,
right,
probably.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, well, the 12 people who were online quickly grew. When I left there after noon, there were about 80 people online, and that was a more than an hour wait by that point. People from Everett, Edmonds, Redmond, Mercer Island, South Seattle, North Seattle, Capitol Hill. I spoke to a 16-year-old junior high schooler from Mercer Island who got an alert on her phone in class. called, called
she left.
Her, called her mother, who picked her up at school.
Legit. Okay, she did it legit.
Her mom was running errands and said, I'm the hip mom, and she went and got her daughter and brought her over to Queen Anne.
They're buying four. Those are going on eBay.
That's right. So let's talk about that.
Is anybody
so,
opening these up, by the way?
Yeah, we should do a live unboxing.
Unbox this right now.
You ready?
Open
yeah.
that up.
Yeah.
You deserve it. So, are you cold, by the way?
I'm freezing. I'm shaking. I'm
it's
hungry.
Snowing out there. It's rainy. You were hungry? You were at Dick's Burgers. You're hungry?
I had too many devices in my hands. I couldn't stop to eat a burger.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Get
so
this
here
guy
it comes.
Some coffee.
So while, well,
my
Kurt's
wife said get him some coffee.
So while Kurt's unboxing these, what are the main features of the spectacles? For
well,
people
there's really only one feature, and that is to allow you to easier snap moments in your life. So usually when you use Snapchat, you have to, you know, unlock your phone, find the app, hit record, hold the button down, and then show it, you know, record. And usually by that time, if there's something cool happening, you've missed it. So here, as you can see, he has the spectacles on. There's a button above the left eye. You press that button and the camera starts recording 10 seconds worth of video of whatever you're looking at. It's a wide angle camera, so it gets a better field of view than your phone does. And then it'll sync to your phone. So it's not broadcasting whatever you see, which is good because I've had times where I've been using my spectacles and I've hit the button and then I look down at my phone and I read like an NDA'd product or something. It's like,
oh, no.
I can't send that to the world.
Right.
So it'll just sync to your phone and then you can go through and approve which ones get sent over to Snapchat. But that's really it.
So it's got two lenses though.
No. So on one side above the left eye is the lens. So that's the camera. And then on the other side, I'm sorry, that's the camera above the right.
On the
left-hand side will be a spinning LED, and that lets people who are looking at you know that the glasses are recording at the time.
So out of the box, are they even on right now?
No.
Press the button.
See what happens.
I mean, you have to sync them.
You have to sync them with
so,
your...
So there you see. They did the turn LED. On. That's yep. the LED.
Briefly.
But you have to sync it to the app. So you have to open up the app, and it's actually cool, the setup. The app will just show you a code, and you just look at the app with the spectacles, and it automatically pairs to your phone.
So for people who are watching this on the live stream on Facebook Live, Kurt, is it worth going down at this point to try and get in line?
It wouldn't give me any indication of how many spectacles were in the bot. Or how quickly they would disappear. I mean, obviously they want to make a scene out of this.
Why do they want it to be such a mystery, though?
Well, it's look at us. I mean, can you imagine if these were just available in the Best Buy? We wouldn't care.
Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying, for me, if I was waiting in line and I see a long line, if I get to the front and they're sold out and the woman there knew that anybody from this person on is not getting anything, and she just lets us stand in the rain and the cold like this gentleman here, I will not be a happy camper.
So what do you think? Do you think they know, or were they like scanning?
They know.
The
they know how many know. Are in there.
How no, do they not know? That machine is only so big. I mean, each of these, unless there was a truck backing up to that thing and restocking it, which is possible.
That does happen. They have restocked these midday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. That's
so
cool.
It's interesting because Snap just made its IPO filing recently. They're going to
yes.
be going public. Very, you know,
at a large sum of money.
Yes,
too.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So my question here is, where do they go from here? From these spectacles, because they've rebranded themselves as a camera company.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say. Is according to Snap, they are no longer, you know, Snapchat. They went from Snapchat to Snap, and the reason they did that is because they now say Snapchat is just one of several products that they plan to have under their portfolio. Spectacles is actually its own product. They're not Snapchat spectacles or Snap. They're Snap spectacles. They're not Snapchat spectacles. So spectacles.com is its own domain separate from Snapchat.com. So I don't know. Do they want to build Snapchat into, you know, other physical products?
I'm sure they do.
I mean,
you
what
don't call
would
your...
that be?
Yeah.
Smart helmets? Smart helmets.
Exactly.
Do they want to be the next GoPro? I don't know. Yeah. It may be interesting.
So, Kurt, any other impressions just in the minute we have left here in this segment on the experience down there?
Well, I mean, judging by the crowd, it was a young crowd. It wasn't a teenage crowd largely, but $142 for these things, and the line was around the restaurant. People said that they wanted to use them to film snowboarding,
nice rainbow
action sports. You know, it was definitely a youthful energy and people who were into standing in the rain for these things.
So. Yeah.
People into standing in the rain.
So
at Seattle.
Would you have bought these on your own?
I would not. I'm not on Snap. And I
You don't even have an account?
He's an Instagram guy.
I have an
he's...
account, but I might have snapped one thing in my life.
Wow.
So the other question is, how many can you get at a time?
Two. It looked like two. I walked up to the vending machine and was a little puzzled. I put in my credit card, and all of a sudden the receipt spit out and the things were in there. What you're supposed to do is select the color you like. It does a little augmented reality thing where it shows you the glasses on your face.
Oh, right.
And so you didn't get to experience all that.
So no, once you put screwed. Your card in, you're making your purchase. So
you got screwed. You were out in the cold. You didn't even get the full experience.
I actually got a black pair, but somebody traded me for the
Somebody traded you. Somebody wanted to. I figured the black would be the least popular.
I know.
No, I mean, I know that goes with everything, but you want that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I want that crazy off the wall color.
Black was definitely noticed. The hit today. It was.
It was definitely black. Black was
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm with you, Andrew. I would never get black.
No,
black are just
I figured
glasses.
Everybody has that.
No, yeah. But I think people want them still to look like glasses that they would wear, and regardless of the crazy tech that's going on, not mm-hmm. to call attention to themselves. Maybe.
Guess that makes sense.
Okay.
Guess that makes sense.
Well, Kurt Schlosser, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Reporting
for
from the field.
The elements out
I'm
there.
I'm going to go warm up.
All right. We're going to take a break and be right back with a discussion of the new Beats X.
Ooh, they're finally here, guys.
Earbuds. Yeah. All right. You're listening to Geared Up on GeekWire. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. It's our weekly Geared Up segment here on GeekWire from GeekWire.com in Seattle. I'm Todd Bishop.
And I am a very confused Andrew Edwards. How are you guys doing out there? You're wearing this outfit, this getup. You got the helmet. It's really about the jacket, though. That's really bringing everything together. I'm still waiting to get to this segment because I'm just, you need to justify what you're doing here.
I'm wearing a smart bike helmet with a safety vest. The safety vest, as I said, is just an accessory. But coming up later on, we're going to be explaining what this is all about.
All right, good.
So, but let's get into a couple of news items from the week. First off, Beats X.
Yes.
What are these things and why do they matter?
Man, Beats X. Okay, so Apple, when they announced the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, obviously, if you keep track of any of these things by any stretch of the imagination, you've seen that they removed the headphone jack and they offered the Apple AirPods as the wireless way to start using audio with your phone.
Yep.
The other thing they introduced was a new line of Beats products. There was the Beats Solo 3 and the new Powerbeats 3, and then the Beats X, which is actually a new product. So the Solo 3 and the Powerbeats 3 were just iterations of previous products that included the new W1 chip for easy pairing. And the Beats X here is a new product. These are still wireless earbuds, but as you can see, there is a wire between the two earbuds. So you can wrap them around your neck. They magnetically stick together, so you can just wear them around your neck when you're not using them. And these also feature that W1 chip. So you sync it to one device, and it syncs to all your other iCloud-connected devices automatically.
Oh, interesting.
Without you having to do anything.
Just like the AirPods.
Just like the AirPods, exact same technology. But these last longer than the AirPods. These are 8 hours per charge, and they feature something that Apple calls, I think it was TurboCharge or Turbo Boost, something like that, where you charge these with a lightning cable, so the same cable that you charge your phone with. And if you plug it in, I believe it's for like 15 minutes, you get like many hours, like 5 hours of playback time. So those are the Beats X, and the problem with them, though, I don't really know what the problem was, but they've been delayed twice. So they were supposed to come out, very soon after the iPhone 7 launch. Then they were supposed to come out by the end of 2016. They didn't make those two dates, and now finally they're ready to be released this Friday.
February 10th.
Yes.
February 10th. Wow. Okay, so that is finally they're here. Was it worth the wait? I mean, they're just a pair of wireless headphones.
At the end of the day, that is what they are. They're just a pair of wireless headphones. But remember how everybody loses their AirPods?
Yes.
With these, at least they're not two separate things. Right. It's one thing. So it really is just like, it just doesn't have the wire that goes into the phone. So aside from that wire, it's a wired pair of earbuds. It has Beats audio. So Beats sound, if you like that sound profile, usually it's more bass heavy. Long lasting. A lot of the wireless headphones don't last as long as these do per charge, and very fast charging. So if they do die, you just plug it in with your lightning cable, and give it just a couple minutes and you're back, up and running. So
how much?
Beats X is $150.
$150. So right in the same price range as the AirPods.
Right. $9 less than the AirPods.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And they're Beats, not Apple, which I don't really know.
Even though Apple owns Beats.
Right. I don't really know what the difference is there. I assume the AirPods from Apple they're obviously, even though they're higher priced, I think they're still, you're paying for the technology, not better sound.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I think these would actually sound better than the AirPods because Beats, Although some people would argue that Beats don't really sound that great, Beats is really an audio company, whereas Apple is a, you know, a product company.
Right.
So, yeah, Beats X, they're coming.
So, hey, let me tell you about this bike helmet.
Tell me about this bike helmet.
So, this is the Koros Lynx bike helmet. And for folks who are listening on the radio or the podcast, I'm wearing it right now. And it is a smart bike helmet.
Let me just say, if you're listening on the radio or podcast, please
check out the video.
Check out the video. So YouTube.com/GearLive or YouTube.com/GeekWire. You will see Todd in this ridiculous getup, and it's worth watching.
So first off, the vest is just, as I said, an accessory. I do wear this when I'm riding.
So you've already owned that.
Yes.
That to work.
Not to work. Well, yes, on the bike.
You wear that to work.
Hey, man, the Burt Gilman Trail is a treacherous territory here in Seattle. You know, you got people walking, crossing parts of it.
You know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for wearing that, okay?
Can I tell you something? My wife bought me this, and she insists.
That's even better. That's even better. But, you know, kudos to her because, you know, in all seriousness, I have seen a lot of people that are on bikes walking at nighttime. You don't consider I need to dress to be seen if I'm walking in the dark, and people get injured and killed all the time.
So. Headlights and taillights on a bike are not enough.
Nope.
I can tell you that as having, you know, come scarily close to folks that I didn't see before.
Oh, man. Yeah, so good on you. Good on you for that.
The other safety thing that people do, the mistake they make, is they wear headphones or earbuds when they ride their bike. Have you seen this on the trail?
I've seen that, and I think it's just, you know, whether you're rollerblading or just going, you just want something to you know, interact with, and it just helps the time pass. But again, if someone's yelling out to you and you don't hear it, that could be life or death.
So here's where the Koros Lynx helmet comes in.
Ooh, segue. Okay.
Okay. So
you set me up.
First off, this was a Kickstarter that I backed several months ago. It's a Seattle company. They were actually one of the Inventions We Love that we featured at the GeekWire Summit last year. And I love to listen to podcasts while I ride my bike. So I am one of those offenders. I've been known to wear earbuds, which my wife also has a problem with I'm riding. So this is my solution. She's not happy with this solution either, but at least it's a step in the right direction. So what you have on the side here are actual bone induction speakers.
Ooh.
So they are putting the sound into your head, theoretically at least, without going through your ear canal.
Right.
So for people who aren't seeing this, they're basically in the strap, the helmet strap, right in front of the ears. There are two bone induction pads basically right there.
Kind of between the cheek and the ear. Jawbone?
Yeah, the jawbone. You can position them. You can position them up and forward. I'll tell you, my one critique of this so far is that they're difficult to position in a good way for a good sound. And in fact, what ends up happening, I should say, they connect to your phone.
So Bluetooth
connection to the phone. Very solid connection. Super happy with that. And here's the other thing. There is a mic.
What are you doing?
There is a mic up in the helmet. So I actually spent last Friday evening making phone calls with my bike helmet.
Were you biking or were you just walking around the house?
I was walking around the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I was like, call my buddy. Hey, I'm calling you from my helmet.
He's like, okay. Are you wearing the jacket, though? So you're listening to podcasts through this thing.
Yeah, and you can make phone calls. And because the mic is actually in a position where it does not have wind noise. It's protected from the wind.
Okay.
So you can actually hear it. Now, my one big critique of these is that it's hard to get the bone induction pads pressed very hard against your cheek, which is what you really need for the bone induction. It ends up being almost like a speaker in front of your ears.
Like a tinny,
tinny
speaker.
So I need to work on it. In fact, I'm going to get in touch with the Koros people and find out, is there something I'm doing wrong in terms of making sure these are pressed against my cheek?
Right.
Did you
manually just try to push them down?
I did.
Change things?
Yeah, I did. And it totally like resonates through your head when you do that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can actually tell the difference between the sound that's going through the air to your ear and the sound that's going through the bone to your head.
Oh my gosh.
So yes, it's a whole new world. I love the concept. Now, I got this on Kickstarter. I think I got it at like the 140 level. I paid for it.
Okay.
This is not a review unit. This is like, I want this to work.
This is not sponsored.
But they're available now for $200.
Okay, so, $200. That's not bad. How much is a really good bike helmet?
Yeah, you know, 40, 50, 60 bucks sometimes. I will say it fits. I've got a giant head and it fits. No comment. And it fits very well.
Okay.
And I mean, I wear a 7.5 hat.
Okay.
And this is I got the large Koros helmet, and it fits great.
Okay.
So,
and when you're riding, I would assume music sounds better than spoken word, but does the spoken word also
work out? The music is actually, I don't think it sounds as good because spoken word, as long as you're hearing the words, you know, you aren't worried as much about the resonance of the NPR guy's voice. But music, you want to hear the music well, and it can be a little tinny.
Okay.
Frankly, audio programming or phone calls would be the use case I would suggest for these.
Right. But it's way safer.
Yes.
And that's the point of a bike helmet. You don't want to get a really, really good bike helmet that also enables you to much easier fall down and crash, right? So I guess in that sense...
That would not be a good feature.
Yeah, no, it makes sense that they're giving you something that still lets you enjoy the music but also keeps you safer.
Yes.
Even if the music experience isn't what it could otherwise be.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's cool. That's cool.
So have I sold you on these? You're probably not a big cyclist.
I'm not. What makes you say that? What makes you say that?
I actually don't. I picture you in the weight room.
Okay.
Do you ride a bike?
I do not. I actually was sent this crazy electric bike.
Oh.
So it's a bike that you can pedal around on as normal, but then it has a battery in it that you can use to help boost you. So like let's say you're going up a hill, it almost feels like a low power motorcycle, imagine. So like it just gives you boost.
And
it assists you as you pedal as well. And so so I'm supposed to review this, but it's like, I'm like, when do I ever get on? I don't know how to ride a bike very well.
I think I've seen one of these. Does it look like it goes into the wheel? Or is it something
else? The
battery? Oh, okay.
No, the battery, it's like the bike is built around the battery. It's almost like basically a Tesla bike. So, but I haven't used it yet. It's from a company called iZip.
Okay. Now, these electric bikes are getting a lot more common on the trails. And I actually wrestle with this whole thing a little bit because... Especially on the Burt Gilman here in Seattle, people will just come whizzing by you. It's like a motorcycle on the trail, except it's theoretically legal. Although motorized vehicles on those trails, I think, actually are technically illegal. But but you're not going to get pulled over by a cop because it looks like you're riding a bike.
Right. Yeah, it looks exactly like a bike.
Yeah, it's not like you're on your
harness. No, you're right. I am not a. I'm not any. I like to keep my feet on the ground at the end of the day. So I'm not really good at swimming. Not good at biking.
What about skiing? Does that count?
No, I'm not trying to ski. I mean, I've just heard terrible stories about people going out of their element to risk their life to do what should be a leisure activity. You just hit a tree, you're dead. I'm not trying to do all that. So, no, I don't ski, I don't snowboard, I don't swim, I don't bike, walk around.
The powder is great at Stevens this week, I hear.
Well, I just went on a place where you could ski last week, and as I told you earlier, I didn't even get to experience the winter wonderland that was out there due to an unexpected stop at the hospital.
But so, you're okay.
I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine. No worries. But I'm just saying, like, anytime I even... think about forging into the world of what I consider, you know, low-level X Games type of stuff.
Low-level
X Games. Even getting on a bike. I'm not skateboarding. So, no, I'll walk and I'll drive a car and I'll fly in an airplane and that's about it.
Yeah. So that's the Koros.
That's cool. You know what I would like to have on something like this, obviously it would make it a little more expensive, but would be just a camera. On like instead of having to mount a GoPro on there, just have a camera built in.
Yeah.
And let me you know, maybe a little voice control.
Yeah. So you see the mic right there?
I see the mic.
Yeah. And then
the mic works nicely?
Yeah, it gets a little bit it seemed to work fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I have not had a lot of time to test this on my bike. So yeah, it pairs with your phone and it speaks out. And the only weird thing is it just connected to my phone. That the pairing, I've been super impressed, and that's the thing that you would expect a young company to screw up.
That's true.
The basic Bluetooth pairing.
That's true. Bluetooth pairing is horrible.
Yeah. All right. So that's the Koros Lynx.
That's great.
You want to talk about the New York Times and Spotify?
I mean, should we?
Yes.
Well, all right.
Yeah, I think we teased it
because that was like the main event right there. This
it was. Yes. So this was fascinating from a media perspective.
This is as confusing to me as Sprint and who was Tidal.
Really?
What is going on with these music services bundling up with people that have nothing to do with music?
So the New York Times this past week announced that they're going to be offering Spotify Premium with New York Times subscriptions.
Right.
That's the gist.
Digital
subscriptions. I like this from a media perspective. In other words, because here's my thing.
Okay.
I come from the world of newspapers.
Sure.
Worked for the Seattle PI newspaper, Philadelphia Inquirer back in the day. My big problem from a business perspective with newspapers is that they started charging for something that used to be free without providing added value at the same time.
What was free?
The
news websites?
Yeah. Well, yeah, essentially the news websites.
So
yes.
The news website.
So the content would be free. And then they put up firewalls and they said, oh, that thing we have not been charging you for years.
Years, decades.
Now you got to pay us for it. But we're not giving you anything else, really, except for the promise of continued strong journalism, which is not nothing.
Not nothing at all.
But here you have a newspaper actually innovating on the business model. And of course, the New York Times is really an icon in terms of their digital efforts. They've made the transition better than almost anybody.
Right.
And so from the newspaper's perspective, I like this. Now, from your perspective in terms of the music services, I agree with you. It's a little weird.
What is the – so you have Spotify, which is $10 a month.
Yeah.
So that's $120 a year. Do you know the cost of this?
I don't off the top of my head.
All right. So I'm basically curious who this is targeted towards, because there are some people who might say, you know, do you have to value both of them so much that you're really getting a deal?
Right. The Venn diagram of people who would want both of these may not be that big.
Right, because it's so, I mean,
yeah.
Most people who use Spotify, at least in my mind, are younger people who get their news from like BuzzFeed and YouTube and not more traditional papers like this. And then the people who I think would actually pay for the New York Times rather than, you know, get their news free online wouldn't seem to be the Spotify target audience, in my opinion.
Yes.
I don't know. Did you get the price pulled up there?
So
what do we got?
Let's see. So all access subscription for $5 a week for the New York Times. So $5 a week. So that's, you know, well, what is that?
Roughly like $20 a month. I mean, there's 54 weeks in a year, but
52,
roughly
52.
Oh, 52. My apologies. So, okay. That's not horrible.
Yeah.
So.
But certainly more than Spotify Premium on its own.
Right, because that's 10. But.
Yes.
What's interesting to me is that I think this is a better deal at roughly the same cost that you would pay for Tidal Premium.
Right.
Tidal Premium, which gives you the higher bitrate music, but all you're getting is the music catalog, which is a higher bitrate. Here, you're actually getting, you know, the same, pretty much the same catalog of music, but now you're getting something that I think, and again, that's very, very subjective. I think there's value to having access to all of the New York Times, you know, digitally, because I don't subscribe to the Times Digital, and I have hit where, you know, you click
10 articles.
And I don't know how they track you, but they track you. And once you hit those 10 articles, like, sorry, you can't read any more of the Times Online until next month. And it's like, well, that's no good.
Yeah.
It's cool. So we have Tidal with Sprint, Spotify with the New York Times,
T-Mobile with Napster.
Rhapsody.
Did
they change their name?
They did in the U.S. They changed it from
Rhapsody's
gone.
Okay, so they are Napster. Okay, so we have Napster with T-Mobile. So this is interesting. So we have Apple Music with no one yet. Pandora has nobody. Amazon has nobody. Google Play Music has nobody. But Google is a monolith, so they might not need anyone. I wonder if this is a trend that we're going to see, like, each music service teams up with something random that has nothing to do with music. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. What do you think? Where do you think this is going?
Yeah, I absolutely think you're going to see these different media brands and different verticals of the media industry increasingly work with each other. I think, as you're saying, that is just a trend that we're seeing. To me, the newspaper angle is the most interesting on this one. Just the fact that newspapers are starting to get more digitally savvy and become part of kind of a sophisticated media menu that that they're assembling. So that makes a lot more sense. And I think, you know, you're seeing that too with the New York Times and different VR content that they're doing as well.
Sure, that's cool.
So, yeah.
What I'm curious about here also is the royalty aspect, because if you're getting Spotify free with your New York Times, what percent of the money is Spotify getting out of this deal?
Right.
And how much is that is then going to go be passed on to the labels and the artists, where, because that's Apple's main argument and also Tidal's, is that when you use Spotify, they pay a lot less per stream than Apple or Tidal do. And so at the end of the day, if you want to support the artists, you'd probably not want to use Spotify at all. And here, Spotify might be getting even less per customer than they would if they charged them themselves. So there's a lot of unanswered questions for me here with this one. Doesn't mean I hate the deal. I think it's pretty interesting. I'm just curious about, like, the back room, how it all worked, how it all came together. Yeah.
Good deal. Well, I think that's it for this week.
All right. Are you going to take this off or are you going to wear this the rest of the day?
Wear this around the house. Right.
That's what I figured.
I'll debate whether I'm going to wear it next week as well.
this is just you from now on.
Exactly.
Perfect.
All right. So if you want to find out more, just go to geekwire.com. Look for the podcast icon in the upper right-hand corner. You can also go to youtube.com/gearlive.
We have all the geared up video episodes there as well as all my other video tech reviews.
All right. Until next time, I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
You're listening to Geared Up. We'll talk to you next time, everybody.
You've been listening to GeekWire, an independent national technology news site based in Seattle, Washington. For news, events, podcasts, and more, visit us at geekwire.com.